Welcome back, everybody, to the Ford 52 podcast. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and today we're with Steven Giorgella, and the subject is passive income, side hustles, and the post-college mentality. What do you got to say about that, Steven?
Well, let's explain to the viewers, where did we get these topics from, Chris?
Okay, so we got we often get questions from listeners in our DMs on Instagram, and we got one yesterday from a listener. And he wanted to know what he could do to earn a side income. And he just graduated from college. He's got loans to pay off, et cetera, et cetera. And he wanted to be able to, you know, find something with low barrier to entry that he can make some money on.
Great, great, great explanation, Chris. So first of all, I'm going to give you guys a little backing. So this specific one came from a guy named Cam, who's a referral from my buddy Adam Leto, and talking about graduated college, got a full-time job, graduated in May. Is a little bit tight on money, paying back some loans and stuff, just got an apartment, and he wanted to diversify his income streams. Eventually we'd like to save up and get into real estate, but he wanted to pay off his loans first, and then talked about wanting to get into something with a low barrier to entry, like Chris said, e-commerce, or something with a low startup cost that he could scale over time. All right. All right, so here's what I would do. I'm going to move my windscreen real quick. Homies. Okay, so now I'm not pitter-pattering all over the place. All right, cool. All right, so first of all, I want everybody to take a step back and go, sweet, 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks in a year. Got it. All right, so first of all, I want you to digest how you're spending your time. I spend my time, and so this is something that is underrated, and it's because it's not sexy. I want you to think about how you spend your time. So what percentage of it is watching TV? What percentage of it is at the bar? What percentage of it's out with your friends? What percent of it is working on your current job? What percent of it is working on possibly a future gig? Just break the whole thing out, okay? And I think what you'll find is you'll find a higher percentage of things you don't care about then you realize. You'll see them as things that are low-hanging fruit. They're simple. I better mute my phone before it blows up. They're simple, and realistically, you could easily replace that with something that is a more macro vision that would get you some return in the long run. Okay. So I first want you to realize that your time is worth money, just as you can. I'll talk about arbitrage in a little bit, where you can buy something and sell it for more money. Your time is really the same way. It's all a choice in how you use it and how you value that time. So I want you to think of it like this, Cam, or anybody else out there. First of all, you document how you're using your time. Then after you've done it for a month and you realize, oh God, I've got 2 hours a day where I'm a complete fuck off. All right, word. Dude, and here's the thing. I'm fine if that's what you want to do. I'm fine with it. I'm not mad at you. You shouldn't be mad at you either, unless you have unrealistic expectations of yourself. You see all your friends doing things that you want to do, and you ain't willing to put the work in, right? Then I sit there and be like, nah, homie, you straight? You go watch that TV, homie. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, got 12 hours a week, homie. Xbox, whatever. Like, I'm cool with it. Just be practical, okay? So let's pretend you figured out that 10 hours per week were available, that you were just, like, fucking off, okay? So let's assume that you needed a month off every year, okay? So 48 weeks. I'm not going to say 52 because, you know, the majority of people listen is y'all millennials. Y'all need that month off. You know what I'm saying? So you have 48 weeks, right? You have 480 hours to do something, okay? I'm going to give you an example. If you want to go out and you want to be a video producer, okay? Here's what you're going to do. If you're being really lazy, I'm going to explain to you the exact tactical process. Listen close. Video production company near me. Then what you're going to do is you're going to press enter. Holy shit. There they are. Then what you're going to do is you're going to call all of them until they pick up and you get a hold of the owner. Now, if you call 20 and the owner never picks up and you quit, you're a fucking loser. Here's why. Online, you'll see that there's a Google My Business page, and it gives the address to all these people's businesses. I want you to show up at the business, and I want you to ask for the owner until they ask you to leave. And I want you to do that to all 20 of them. Because remember, we just talked about you have 10 hours a week. So you have the time. Yes, you're uncomfortable that you just walked in and they escorted you out with a large man. I understand. Do it again. Okay? Until you can get a hold of somebody. Now, there's other ways you can get people's attention. You could do it a little creatively. You could send a handwritten letter. You could send a gift basket. There's a lot of creative things you can do. And if you need more ideas, try harder. Okay? Let me start another tab here real quick. Creative ways to get someone's attention. I love how it auto-populated. Creative ways to get someone fired. Y'all sick as fuck. Y'all sick as hell. Okay, so creative ways to get someone's attention. 7 great ways to get attention. Let's make sure that we don't just quit too early, okay? So, once you've gotten that person's attention, I want you to go back to your goal and remember that you better be offering that person some sort of value, right? So you say to them, I have 10 hours per week and I'd like to learn this industry. I would like to be your free assistant for 10 hours a week for the next year. I'd like to be here for 48 weeks. I'd like the other month off because I'm a millennial and I need a month off. And they're going to go, so you're telling me you want to get, yes, it's 480 hours of total work. And in 480 hours, this is the type of value I think it can provide you. I'm good at this. I'm a little creative. I take good notes, blah, 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 blah. You bring that all with you. Okay. He or she can still say no. I'm hydrating. Sorry. He or she can still say no. Well, you just keep trying. Because eventually someone's going to say yes. Correct, Chris?
No, absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game, for sure. Right? So that is one way that you can set a long-term goal of something you want to learn. You go and you shadow somebody for a long time, a year, 2 years, whatever it is, and you use your time more wisely to get you a return on investment in the future, which is your time. The way I get a return on investment of time, so I can consult now. If I can charge a couple $100 an hour for consulting because I now have experience building businesses, and business owners value my time, so they'll pay me for it. Because they realize that if they pay me X and Y, that they'll get a return of Z, whatever it is, for the amount that they spend on me. If they don't believe that the money spent on me would get them that return, I don't get hired. Pretty simple. You could do the same thing. You could learn a skill set to get hired at a job that you want. Now, if you need more immediate, did I hit pretty much all the stuff on that? I mean, it's pretty simple. It's use your time more wisely, figure out what you want to do, go and shadow somebody, learn it for a year, become more valuable to them, and then get into that craft. Because going back to Cam's question, he specifically talked about having a full-time job, but it sounds like he wants multiple streams of income. But
he wants to eventually get into real estate, but he's looking for something in the interim that he can make money that has a pretty low barrier to entry. I don't know that he even knows what he wants.
Correct, to do. Correct. But I think also, though, thinking more macro and thinking more like third, fourth, fifth level, I think realistically he's probably not that happy doing what he's already doing right now.
Yeah, it sounds like
that. If he's already doing that, right, if he's already like looking out for more, that means he can't see the scale or he's being impatient, yeah. Right? Which is fair, but like...
Sounds like it's his first job out of college. He probably just took what he could get.
Right, for sure. Yeah. Fair, yeah. Right? I mean, he's freaking...
He's got loans, et cetera.
Whatever, for sure. I just want to make sure I'm thinking of it at all the different levels that it could be. Then also, I want to go back to the debt thing. I hate debt. I've always hated debt. I like leverage debt where I can make money like real estate, like I've talked about in the other episodes. But just making sure I'm covering all angles here. I don't like debt, and I respect that you want to pay your debt off, but I also want to make sure that you're focused on the long term and realize that depending on how big your loans are, obviously, knocking them out first is a very good idea. I love that. I hate interest, you know, that you're paying on loans. But I also want you to be open-minded to the fact that did you just do that because everybody else was doing that? And I want to make sure that if your time was more valuable living at home, paying off the loans less by working a part-time job during the week, just making your loan payments and stuff like that, but then you were spending 25 hours a week focusing on a macro goal, like following a commercial real estate guy or whatever it is, I think there's I think if you creatively think about it, there's some better plans that people could do.
Yeah, maybe instead of paying those loans off so fast, slow down on that a little bit and maybe take some of that money you were going to use and invest in maybe getting your real estate license or
whatever it is your goal is, right? Investing more in that craft, yeah, right? So thinking more macro with it. Because if it's a $20,000 loan, like, it's not that much. It is, but it's not, right? Like, if it's a Stafford loan, you're between 4 and 8%. Like, I know it sounds stinky to you, but like, to those young kids out there, like, 20 grand's not that much. It's just not that much.
Right. And if it's like 6 or 10.
I mean, oh, it's 6 or 10, totally different game, right? Yeah. Now, if it's 50, 50's a little more for sure. It's still not going to kill you, right? If you go hustle, it's not going to kill you, right? So just we're trying to go through all the different, you know, all the different possible narratives in this head right here, right? Okay, so if you need quick cash. So let's just say that you're in the industry you want to be in and you're getting all the experience that you want, which we know he's not. But if, I'm just saying he's probably not, right? He's probably a shelf stuffer. Listen, guys, I did that. So I'd like to be clear. Right. If I'm having some condescending tone towards the shelf stuffer, and somebody's like holding it against me, fuck you, I did this. I watched golf carts forever, right? It's all about the game. It's all about the process, right? So if you actually do need quick cash, let's go through quick things you can do. No problem. I've done these. There's no problem. And I know Gary Vee likes to highlight these, but I also speak from experience on these. So first of all is the simple arbitrage play, which is the Craigslist, the Facebook Marketplace, the yard sales. Understanding that you can set up categories of things that you think about buying. Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist always have come pick it up. It's free, blah, blah, blah. If you're willing to put in the effort, especially at 10 hours a week, you can sell things and easily get, I'm going to say, guys, every week, oh, man, I'm trying to think. $250 a week, no problem.
I was just going to say.
Blinking.
A couple of $100 a week.
Without a blink. Right?
Minimal effort.
Right? A grand a month, okay? Yeah. You got a $20,000 loan. I just paid it off in 20 months. Like, fuck you.
And if you're picking this stuff up for free, that's free money. You're not paying anything for it. It's all profit. Yep. All it is your time and you taking the time to go get it.
Yep. That's all it is, right? $20,000, 20 months. Done. And that's if you're not already paying the loan off, right? So $1,000 a month, $250 a week. And by the way, if you're really good, you get somebody, you're gonna love this. You figure out your little niche there of how you're gonna buy the things and sell the things, etc. And you have one of your other buddies that's in college and you pay them $20 an hour to do one of the things that you don't like to do with that. And you've got yourself your first assistant because he's killing it making $20 an hour and you're just arbitrage with his time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're balling out. Now you're delegating. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're first gonna have to figure out your own system. But hey, man, here's what I'm doing. Or give him a cut.
Yeah.
Give him 20% of everything you're making. Right. Remember, he's probably working at Quick Trip. He's probably working at Nothing against that, guys.
Yeah.
Just trying to think open minded here.
Something I did a couple of years ago. If you download the Amazon Sellers app, you can go to Walmart, and when they have stuff that's on discount or stuff that they're trying to get rid of. You can scan that item at Walmart and you can see what it's selling for on Amazon and you can see if there is some profit to be made there and you can buy a quantity of something there that they're trying to get rid of and then turn around and resell it on Amazon for a profit.
Yes. I love it. And so there's legs there and legs there and legs there. The other piece to that is you can easily with apps. So I'm gonna step. So that was that. You think I was clear enough on the arbitrage thing, guys? Mm-hmm. You buy something, you sell it for more. You buy something, you sell it for more. If you do, how to kind of underwrite this thing? You decide on how much you want your time to be worth. You decide if buying these types of items will get you to that. So if it takes Chris 3 hours to buy the items and pick them up. And Chris knows that on those items, he's going to make $300. And he knows that it's going to take him this long to drive there, this long to set it up on eBay or on Craigslist or on Facebook Marketplace, wherever it is. You reverse engineer all that and you can just underwrite the thing to figure out, oh my gosh, if I bought these for $50 each and I sold them all for $75, I would need to sell this many. And I also realize that the more of them that I do, the faster it becomes. Because I can just do them all at once and list them all at once and I can duplicate my list. Guys, it's all just effort, okay? At the end of the day, you figure out how much money you would like to make and you can use that arbitrage system to... and by the way, once in a while, here's the cool part. Once in a while, you can hit the diamond in the rough.
Oh, yeah.
right? So if you hit the diamond in the rough, then you're like, oh. All of a sudden you're like, I'm making 250 a week, 250, 200, 300, 900. Bingo. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's one. Now here's the other one. Skill set. You refine a skill set and then you go on these apps like TaskRabbit, Tackle, Thumbtack. I think there's a couple other ones out there, but and basically your time or
Upwork.
Upwork and your time becomes worth money. And so if you're doing video production editing as a freelancer, social consulting, your power washing decks, car washes, cleaning houses, organization. I hire an organization lady once every 3 months that comes through my house for 6 hours and blows everything up and says, let's reorganize this, this, this for efficiency. Let's do this, 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 and this. And I'm like, oh my God, Angel, you're the best. She comes in. She's got this attitude too. I love it. She's like, dude, I love it. She walks through. First time ever, she goes, fuck this. This sucks. And I'm like, I love her. I love you so much. She's just like, no, seriously, it's stupid. And I'm like, listen, I'm pissed.
That's why you're here.
I'm pissed. Let's do it. Right? Okay. Guys, I paid her, I think I paid her like $30 an hour to like, cause she did such a good job. Something like that. Hello. Hello. You can totally do that. And then you get good reviews from people like me. So if you cannot find a side hustle in 2019, try harder.
Oh, yeah. With the gig economy, there's something for everybody.
For sure there is, sure. Right?
And if there's not, you can create it.
Yep. And just make sure that after you listen to this and you create it, you shout out Forward 52 and your boy SJ and C. Jones who help you figure it out, right? So that's it, guys. So figure out, first of all, how much time you have. Document what you're spending your time on. And that's for anybody. That's for kids coming out of college. It's for people that are 50 years old. I don't care. Figure out how you're spending your time. And then be practical with which time you need to spend on you, which ones you need to spend on other work, etc. Break it out. Devote that time. You're going to need to focus on that goal. If it's quick money, if it's long-term money, whatever it is, and do.
Yep.
And it's that simple. It can always go back to the qualification of what you're doing. So you can always go back and pause and re-qualify the thing. Does this make me happy? Am I going to want to do this long-term? Am I thinking long-term? Am I thinking macro? If you're not, I'm going to get more DMs. And I'm going to get more DMs regardless because like people just don't want to listen to this
stuff. We like DMs.
For sure. We love when people slide into the DMs. We appreciate it so much. So that's it for today, guys. That's side hustles, passive income. And by the way, the point of that was passive income's fucking fake. It's not real. You can tell me all you want. You can argue with me. That's great. You still had to refine a skill set at some point to get that passive income. You're a liar. And so feel free if you'd like to DM us or comment. You can call me, text me, whatever you want. We're here to help. Chris Jones, take us out.
All right. Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening this week. I think we provided a ton of value. Make sure that you rate, review, subscribe, download. We're on all the major platforms. And be sure to tune in next week for the 452 podcast. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and we'll see you next time.